The governor's order calls on all departments of state government to respect the sovereign status of tribes and consult with tribal leaders on any policy that affects tribal members. It's a move the tribes have been pushing for years. It could help accelerate discussions with the State Department of Corrections, aimed at helping Native American prisoners reintegrate into their communities once they're released. Former Menominee Tribal Chair Ada Deer says that's a top priority for all the tribes.
Many of these Native people, they're not going to go back to the cities. They're going to come home to their own families, to their own home areas. And so this would be a wonderful assistance to them so that they could become productive members in society again.
Deer says it costs $30,000 a year to keep an inmate in prison. She's part of an intertribal justice committee that's calling on each tribe to contribute that symbolic amount to fund a project to help Native inmates once they're released. Department of Corrections Secretary Matthew Frank says the state is ready to help the tribes, but he says a tight state budget means hiring more people in the process is unlikely.
It's more than just about a few staff people. It's really looking at how we prepare offenders for the release back into the community and use the existing staff that we have to do that, build on the relationships that we already have with the tribes to improve that.
Tribes are also asking the department to expand programs that allow Native inmates to take part in traditional spiritual ceremonies. Frank says those programs are important, and the department is considering a request from the tribes to hire a consultant to advise prison staff on sweat lodges and sacred pipe ceremonies. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.